Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help people who are committed to learning to follow Jesus figure out how that looks in a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored in the first place what it would mean to commit to following Jesus, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course first. It'll introduce the basic concepts that we really try to build on in these challenges. Every week we follow the same rhythm to help us stay in sync as a community, trying to follow Jesus even when we're not physically together. That starts on Monday when we introduce a new idea. Tuesdays we study it in the Bible. Wednesdays we try to understand how the Bible's thinking about that topic changes our thinking. And every Thursday we try to put it into action and live it out. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community, where we gather together in person with those who are trying to follow Jesus like us. We're starting a brand new Christian community. We'll be having an Easter event soon, and we're planning to start meeting together regularly for worship and learning this fall. We hope you can be a part of it. Stay tuned for more information or get in touch with me through our website and app to let me know if you'd like to be part of the team that makes it happen. We're in the midst of a series right now called Reset, where we're exploring how following Jesus resets our entire lives, including some particular aspects that we've explored already. And this week, we're looking at how following Jesus resets our sense of what the family is all about. Maybe that's a question you haven't thought of before. What is a family for? Why is there this entity in culture and society called a family? Is it simply a mechanism for feeding and clothing and sheltering children? Is it a structure for society? What is it? Why is it there? I've been reading a book by Kevin O'Leary, yes, the one from Dragon's Den, where he talks about family finances. And there are a few things I agree with, a few I don't. And his view of the family, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. What he talks about a lot is a family dynasty. The idea that generation after generation of a family can be teaching what is valuable, what's good. He uses the language of money, of value, of course. And the book opens with a story about him visiting a family who always hosted his family for Thanksgiving dinner. One year he went, and when they got there, found out that the man in that family had divorced and married a new woman, and she was now going to be doing Thanksgiving dinner. And it was an entirely different experience. The way Kevin described it was that he didn't realize the value in his family dynasty until he'd wasted it, until he'd divorced his wife and then learned just what she brought to the family. Generation after generation, Kevin sees the family as a place to teach values, particularly for him, values about money. But of course, that's connected with our other values as well. The danger in Kevin's view of the family is that it becomes an end unto itself. That the only purpose of having a family is to create a family dynasty so that the family itself lasts. And it just becomes this self-perpetuating reality. Something that doesn't seem to have any purpose other than itself and its own self-preservation. The issue with living like that, living for family, is that families are involving humans. Broken, sinful, messed up human beings who are far from perfect. So families break down. Families sometimes never even get started in the ways we expect. Sometimes those who think that being a family will include children aren't able to have any. There are all sorts of ways that ideal views of family can go wrong. And if that's all we were living for, if that was the center of our lives, it can be devastating. We need to live for something else. This is something that Jesus spoke about. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. These can be challenging words to read. To hear that Jesus wants to be more important than one's family, because so many things in our lives, even Christian culture, can tell us that family is the most important thing. But Jesus wants it to be clear. A follower of Jesus is somebody who commits to follow him first. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they have to leave their family behind. They have to hate their mother and brother. But sometimes it happens. Jesus was describing the reality that when we give our ultimate allegiance to something in this world, it means those other things in this world that compete for allegiance will have to come second. We can only have one God. And if our God is family, then ultimately we'll be let down because people will let us down. But if our God is the creator of the universe, who we can access through Jesus Christ, then we have something that stands outside of this world, outside of human failure or success, who's eternal and universal. That's something worth clinging to in this world. Most people think of Christianity as a religion that's all about marriage and family values. But it's amazing to actually realize Christianity is alone in the world and was first in the world as a religion that actually elevated the single life. Jesus and one of his first church leaders, Paul, were both notably single men who chose to live a life of celibacy in order to focus on the kingdom of God. What does it look like for us to focus on the kingdom of God first, single or married, with children or without? What does it look like to put the kingdom of God first and seek all those other things after? Tim Keller says, nearly all religions and cultures made an absolute value of the family and the bearing of children. There was no honor without family honor, and there was no real lasting significance or legacy without leaving heirs. Keller was describing religion in the ancient world. Sounds very much like the Jewish religion that we encounter in the Old Testament part of the Bible. It also sounds an awful lot like Kevin O'Leary. That family becomes an end unto itself, and the ultimate goal in life is to produce an heir, a dynasty. But there must be more than this. And Christian faith is all about there being more to family than simply perpetuating the family over and over again and creating a dynasty. There is much more purpose for family than that. And we'll see that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I want you to consider this alone or hopefully with some friends, because we have a question for you to think about. What do you think a family's for? What's the point? What makes a good family versus a bad one? We'll have a great discussion. Don't forget, we're reading the Bible in sync as a community, so check our website or app to see today's Bible reading. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.